This one's gonna be fun. You're good. It's broken. Just don't tell him.
No. I got this one.
Where is it broken?
You'll see when you sit on it.
Welcome to the Gio and Jones After Party on Play.it. Here are Andrew Bogish, Mike Basiglia, and Pete Bellotti. Welcome to my house. Play that music too now.
Show me what you do now. Welcome to the latest edition of the Gio and Jones After Party alongside Basiglia and Bellotti. I'm Bogish, the three of us not named Gio or Jones. From the Gio and Jones radio show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio, cbssportsradio.com, and your radio.com app. Coming to you a little earlier than usual during the week because Pete's busy, and I'm not going to be here Thursday and Friday. So getting this out of the way early in the week so you get a quicker, shorter wait between podcasts this time. How are you, boys?
Good. Don't for please mention our Twitter handle.
Yes, please. We haven't had a tweet, I think, in 4 days. that would be at two guys, one Pete.
Get that right.
Says the guy who didn't get it right once last week. You were 0-for-3.
I have no recollection of that.
Yeah, shockingly that you are ignoring your faults because that's never what you do. So here we go. I think we have a plan for this week, unlike last week. Which I think
was Radio Gold. Come on.
Yeah, it was okay for like 15 minutes. The last six, I think, took a real nosedive.
I think it went from, because we were like on a quarter of a tank of gas, I think we went to the E part of gas, of the gasoline tank by the end of the show.
We were all tired.
It was a long week.
We were all tired.
We didn't have a plan. That's what bothered me. I don't know if we really have a plan this week. Because,
we don't.
And if we're being honest, I kind of want to blame Greg and Brian because part of this podcast's existence is to talk about things that happen on the radio show.
Right.
And we need we need some juicy things to discuss from the radio show.
I have your juicy things to discuss from the radio show.
Give me your juicy things.
Give me the juice, Pete.
Drinking.
And I was going to say marijuana. I can't confirm that's what it was, but we did meet drunk and high Joe last week, which we did not discuss on the podcast last week. Was he on? That happened after the podcast?
I believe that was after the podcast, yes.
Was that Friday morning he was on with the therapist?
That was Thursday.
It was, so we just missed
it. We did the podcast on a Wednesday.
Good, so it's fresh. Drunk and high Joe. Mike, why don't you tell everybody who might have missed it live on the radio exactly how we came to meet this fine gentleman.
He called.
Right.
And he was very drunk, and he was very high.
But why did he call?
He called because he was fooling around with the CBS Sports Radio app.
Mm-hmm.
And typically he would listen to the Boomer and Carton program, which can also be seen on the CBS Sports television network.
Yes.
He got frustrated with something one of the hosts said on that program, so he decided to move south on the application. And check out the... Don't give me the face, Pete. It's an application.
Talk like a human being, please.
Okay. He decided to...
Actually, he was very entertained by your storytelling.
He decided to check out the CBS Sports Radio app.
Mm-hmm.
Clicked on Gio and Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Pete gave a fake hello to the boss, thought he had his attention, waved his hand, realized he didn't get it, and gave that awkward look down.
So he
checked it out and called in, said he loved the guys, and we found out he was drunk and high.
We found out pretty quickly that he was drunk and high, and then he stayed on the line for the entirety of the show.
And what would happen is you can put him on hold or you can put him on the air, and Greg would go back and forth between putting him on the air when he wanted his insight on whatever the topic at the time was, or putting him back on hold so he could then sit there on the phone and listen to the program.
It made my job a lot easier, I'll tell you that much.
Easier or harder?
I'm being very sarcastic with saying.
I couldn't tell.
You fooled me there, Petey.
Yes, very sarcastic.
Yeah, I didn't pick up any sarcasm there.
I didn't either, actually.
I thought that was a valid
statement.
No, it made it very easy to constantly try to listen to see if he can speak English, first of all, and during the times he did speak English, if he was speaking clean. And obviously he wasn't. On certain occasions, because we had to dump him or get rid of him.
Well, now, I would like to go back to the records, because we dumped him a couple of times. I believe that first time he did not curse.
Really?
And
he
that
cursed
we,
at the end.
He definitely cursed at the end. He said...
A word.
He said a word. The S word?
You can make it. Make up a word. He said it.
Yeah, Samter.
Are you done? I don't know. Yeah, was that the end of your
you
thought?
Have anger I'm confused. Now?
I don't think he cursed the first time. That's
okay.
All.
But you dumped him just to be safe.
Yeah, Greg gave me that look. His head popped up.
Right.
I was like, did he say something? And my thought process then is, Pete can attest to being a veteran in this.
You might as well.
You might as well be safe than sorry. Right, Pete?
Of course.
And Pete, how for people who are not as technically inclined as you with radio, how long
savvy.
Do you have after somebody says a curse word to hit the dump button and have it cover the curse live on the air?
We are on a 30-second delay, and when something, so we have three delays. If someone says something, we have to usually get it within 10 seconds.
Okay.
That's on one single delay, but we have three, so we have a little more time, but I go on the notion to get rid of it after 10, that 10 seconds is our flight time.
Right, so you're making a quick decision.
But usually you don't have to worry about it. Usually you don't have to worry about it. You're hitting it within 3 or 4 seconds.
Today on the show, just to sidetrack for 1 second, Greg or Brian, I can't remember, said gonads.
Yeah, Brian did.
And Pete dumped.
You did?
I don't even know what gonads means.
Testicles.
Right, right.
So is that bad to
no,
say gonads?
No, when I hit it, I was like, I shouldn't have did it. Because you could say that. It's the technical term for it. But with the way the reaction was, I didn't know if they wanted it. So I made the executive decision.
To be honest, I didn't know what gonads were.
Yeah.
So I was just like, sure.
You don't know what gonads are?
I didn't.
You have them.
Cool.
I think you do.
Yeah, I do.
It's a medical term.
I really had no idea what gonads.
I'm surprised by that.
I assumed it was something very sexual.
Yeah, I mean, not really. It's more, I mean, yes. Oh,
it is a science term?
Yes.
So then what's the problem?
Here's my question.
Yes, Pete.
Would it be like saying clitoris? Like, would that be bad?
You can't say that.
You can't say that word, I don't think. It'd be like saying testicles. Let's stay with on the male side.
Okay, well, testicles you could say.
Well, just the way they reacted, that's why I
Greg did react like it was a bad word.
Right.
But then he repeated it.
He did. He said, you can't say gonads.
He obviously knows what he's doing there.
Well, I mean... Now, my question to Baseglia is what did you think it was?
I thought it meant balls. That was my
hunch.
So you
were right.
But I didn't know that it was a slang word that was inappropriate for the radio.
Right.
That I didn't know. I was like, this probably means balls, but I don't know. It's not one of the 10 words you can't say.
You've angered Pete.
No, it doesn't matter.
Are you disappointed in the University of Virginia for graduating him?
I didn't go there.
For Syracuse University, you're graduating.
Do you think I could go to the University of Virginia?
I mean, you went to Syracuse.
I'm
Newhouse.
I know.
I'm
3-4.
I got into Newhouse, too. I didn't
I'm
go.
Disappointed
we could have been best friends.
I'm disappointed at the University of Virginia that didn't take him so they could reject him.
I didn't apply to UVA. My wife went there for graduate school.
Oh, okay. That's how you ended up.
And then I worked in local radio in the area in Charlottesville, and we met in the same community complex.
Right. What state is just going to her business trip? This week.
Boston.
Oh, really?
So Massachusetts.
When is that happening?
She leaves Sunday.
And comes back when?
Friday.
She's gone the whole week again?
She's been out a lot.
In a place filled with drinking.
Yeah. Well, any city is filled with
drinking.
I mean,
It's known for cheers.
She's going for
and
work.
Irish people.
And Irish people, yeah.
Which she's I can say because I'm Irish.
She's going for her job.
Dating an Irish girl. I can
I'm
say that.
So you're Irish by...
I'm Irish by association.
All right, so once again, next week, you're going to be on your own. So stories of fresh branzino brought back to your house.
Yeah, that was a delicious dinner. Would you like me to show you the picture?
I don't want to see the picture of your full branzino, but bringing it home to have your romantic solo dinner.
I don't see a solo full branzino. I don't want to see that.
I got a nice Manhattan clam chowder with that as well.
But it was prepared for you. You bought it cooked, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. I'm not a beast.
Now, I don't eat fish really at all. If I did, I don't think I could eat fish prepared like and serve like that. Like
you can
just
see its
the
head.
Fish on the plate.
It's
like
delicious.
The one time in my life I had suckling pig and it was like cut from the pig.
So you didn't have to see.
It was weird.
Oh, I love anything like that. I'm a weird eater. I'll eat anything. I don't like eggs. I can't stand those.
Mm-hmm.
But I will eat anything.
Well, you'll eat pork nose.
Yeah, I'll have a pork nose.
You don't like eggs at all?
Ugh.
Not in any form.
Mm.
So you've never had a bacon, egg, and cheese?
Oh, no.
One of the greatest
sandwiches
of all time.
It's not for me.
If you had to get a sandwich for breakfast, what are you getting?
If I had to get a sandwich for breakfast.
If you're hungover, what do you?
Typically, I like a nice bagel with a sausage on it, but nothing else. Or like a tuna salad.
Wait. You have a bagel and sausage. You have bread and meat. That's it.
I've seen people do that. I have.
Bread and meat.
I also like whitefish salad and lox.
They actually have like, I don't really go to McDonald's much anymore. Not that they're not great. They may be a sponsor somewhere, but I just want to make that
clear. Don't worry, he's so petrified. I saw the look in his eye right away go, recover from this. Recover.
Oh,
I want a Big Mac.
We're going to lose Burger King. Sorry.
But they make the biscuit, sausage biscuit, which is like sausage and a biscuit.
I thought it was chicken and a biscuit.
They do that too. But really? They do sausage and biscuit. That's it.
Yep,
really?
That's me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do that.
Oh, yeah.
So there is merit to it.
Well, no. Yeah. The fact that it exists somewhere else does not give it merit.
And it's you don't like fish. I mean, that's a big deal.
Right, but like I don't
like fish.
That's a big deal.
Oh, people like fish.
The fish is a good way to eat. It's healthy, good protein. Look, you get your omega-3s.
All right. If there's people that don't like fish and seafood and people that don't like eggs, who likes eggs more?
Probably I'm in the minority.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
I agree.
I'm just really weirded out by the idea of a sausage patty on a bagel, and that's it. That just seems I've never
it probably tastes
even
good.
Considered.
Yeah,
that
I mean
before.
It's still delicious.
You should try it.
Not even some cheese.
I'm selective with cheese. I like it on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I like cheddar bacon burgers a lot.
Okay,
but I'm weird about cheese too. I don't like stinky cheeses.
No, me neither. Not that much.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not gonna have
or a hard cheese. Like I can't eat cheese if it's not melted.
Really.
Unless it's a buffalo mozzarella.
What about like on a cracker? Like just a sliced piece of cheese?
No. You don't like sliced piece of cheese on a cracker?
I don't like that texture. I need it to
so
be melted.
So when you go to a party and they're serving cheese and crackers and there's nothing else there, what are you eating?
Typically, there's other things. I mean, there's probably other things to eat there.
Yeah. You say we're adults. I need more than this.
I was like, here's your Kraft cheese
yeah,
and crackers.
Right.
I mean, pass the Play-Doh.
Someone could do it. I mean, we're not really dealing with...
Hopefully there's something to drink.
What about a deli sandwich? You don't have like ham and Swiss or...
If it's melted.
This is crazy.
Deli sandwiches? Then?
You're throwing me off, man. I'm having a tough time with this.
I like corned beef.
All right.
I went to Katz's the other day for the first
now,
time.
Now, speaking
was good.
Of corned beef,
just
on the side, we're coming up on St. Patrick's Day.
We are.
And I'm going to have corned beef for the first time ever. On Thursday.
Oh, my God.
This
so delicious.
Week. Oh, see, that to me is bizarre. No corned beef.
I'm nowhere near Irish. So my girlfriend is Irish. They do a lot. They do something for St. Patrick's Day. So
I'm not
going
Japanese. I still eat
sushi.
Other foods.
Yeah. I don't eat sushi.
Okay, but are you Italian?
Yes.
You're all part Italian.
Part Italian.
Are you German?
No.
Have you ever had German food?
No.
You've never had anything?
Are you Chinese?
I'm not Chinese.
All right, have you had Chinese food?
I've had Chinese food. But everyone has Chinese food.
Oh, that's
everyone's
okay.
Got corned beef.
I have not had
corned beef isn't associated necessarily with Irish people.
Yeah, but
it's just as much a Jewish delicacy as an Irish.
It's not eaten as frequently as Chinese food is.
No, I mean, there's not a corned beef restaurant.
That's my point.
I mean, your general challenge is corned beef. But
speaking for my people,
yes,
we love the corned beef.
Yeah.
It's a very nice delicacy.
But I'm not Jewish.
Doesn't matter. You eat foods outside of your own ethnicity.
You're allowed to eat it. I've asked.
What do you have for dinner then every night, Pete? Turkey?
I do have turkey a lot.
Grilled chicken.
Rice
dogs.
Pilaf?
No, I don't eat hot dogs as much anymore.
McDonald's?
No, I don't eat McDonald's
chicken
much
and
anymore.
Biscuits.
When was the last time you went to McDonald's?
Whew, a long time. It's been a while. It has. My diet is completely different than it was maybe 2 years ago.
Getting your steps in?
I get my steps in, yes.
What are you averaging?
I get the 10 a day.
You get the 10 a day?
Wow.
Yeah.
I hit 18 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Just bragging a little.
No bet. You look great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What'd you lose, 4 pounds, five pounds?
I lost 4 pounds in 2 weeks, yep.
I can tell. I told you before, I thought it was six.
Well, I've cut bad carbs out of my diet, and I'm exercising more.
Want a chip that I just had for my lunch? I'm a fat mess.
Want some corned beef?
Yeah, that's
that tomorrow.
Protein. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's why I ate all that turkey bacon or turkey jerky.
Now, are you going to have...
That's a lot of cholesterol, though.
That's fine.
Now, are you going to have the cabbage with the corned beef? Because I don't like cabbage.
I've had cabbage before. It's a little...
It's gross.
A little gross.
Will there be Irish soda bread?
Probably.
My mom makes that.
Problem is...
That's good.
Yeah.
Where's the party?
At Bridget's house.
This is Thursday night?
Thursday night, just a little get-together.
Will you be able to make it in Friday? You're going to be hungover?
I'm a professional. I will make it in on Friday.
That's true.
You know, whenever I work, the day before I work, I don't drink.
Like you won't even have a drink?
I'll have a drink. If I do, it has to be before a certain time.
Yeah.
Because I know with these hours, I will sleep till like 9 o'clock.
I'm with Pete on this. If you have drinks late, you feel like dog doo-doo the next morning.
Yeah.
Like even if you don't drink a lot, like if you had a drink at 10, you wake up at 2:30, it's like it's the equivalent of if you normal person gets up at 6:30, you're drinking at 2 something in the morning.
You feel it.
Yeah, that was my one problem here. The one day I came here where I probably shouldn't have come in.
Right, hammered.
I wasn't hammered. I just hadn't slept enough. There wasn't enough time between my last drink
become
and coming
professional
here.
Bogus.
I mean, I was still, Pete was here for it. I was professional. I was a little cranky.
Was this in the Feinstein days?
It was. And I exaggerated it, but I definitely needed like another 90 minutes of sleep. And I had that day, bacon, egg, and cheese, and a nice coffee, and that began the rally because those are magical things.
That helps you recover a lot of that grease.
What would the three of us be out drunk like?
I tell you right now, like whenever I go out and I have a couple more drinks than you should, like
you're drunk
normally. I'm a happy a lot of laughing. I know that
it wouldn't be much different than a regular day. We're just sitting around talking smack about people.
Well, what it is with me is that I'll basically blend in more. I just
a little more outgoing.
A little more outgoing. Nothing. It's nothing major, drastically different.
Have you been drunk with Bridget yet? Did you not get drunk in Montauk?
Oh yeah, no, we've had some drinks.
Okay,
we're very.
Have you taken a shot off of her yet?
No,
you're not there yet.
Have you done that on your wife?
We're
I'm sure I have when we were dating when we were in college. Hmm. I can't imagine I didn't.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, Jess is taking a shot off me, but. No, I'm just joking.
I feel like you might have at one point served sushi to her off your body.
We're having sushi tonight.
Off of you?
Sashimi. I'm not doing the rice because of the carbs. No, we've never eaten off each other like that.
No?
She comes home
and you're just laying on the table.
Disgusting.
You're naked as a spicy tuna.
Huntington Station.
On your belly button.
Yeah. Oh, there's a little wasabi in there.
Yeah.
You dip it in.
Gunfire going off in the background.
Wasabi gets in the wrong spot and you're crying all of a sudden.
You ever get drunk with your wife, Andrew? You asked Pete about
I have. My wife is a far bigger partier than me. I can count on one hand the times that I've been, like, legitimately wasted. It's just not my thing.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I'll have a couple drinks that'll make me buzzed, you know, but I very rarely I'm out and having 9-10 drinks.
That's a lot.
Because I don't like the feeling of not being in control of yourself.
Yeah,
and then the next day sucks.
The next day sucks.
I don't like the. I have never thrown up from drinking. I will.
I have.
The day I do, the day I do is the day I don't drink again. That's a promise I make to myself.
Yeah, Brian makes the same promise.
I drop the mic.
Let's delete that.
That's a promise I make to myself.
Yeah.
To not get to that point.
I feel like you have too much structure in your life. I mean, that's wrong on a podcast.
You can't
date girls in the industry.
It's not
you can't
structure.
Have a drink before 7 on
it's
a work
not structure,
night.
It's just standards.
There's nothing wrong with getting drunk, though. No one's going to judge you.
You're not getting behind the wheel.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that I will never get to a point where I don't know. I'm not in control of myself.
Yeah, I've never blacked out.
I'm sleeping in Bensonhurst.
Yeah, I've never forgotten where I was,
what I did
the night before. There's a dude this morning asleep on the train platform with a thing of peanuts in his lap. Never been that guy on the 14th Street one platform asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bad spot.
Yeah, it's a bad spot.
But my wife at times has gotten pretty carried away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a partier. She has
a
mess
around. Help her out?
She's a big puke and rallier. Like, at one point, she was proud of her ability to throw up and reset the cycle.
That's really nice. What did your kids think of it?
We haven't had that discussion yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can do that for you.
We haven't shown those videos or the pictures.
They're up to the alphabet, not that.
Oh, but, okay, I didn't know. You're smart.
We're trying to master X, Y, and Z before we get to that stuff.
I enjoy drinking with my wife. I think it's fun. I love it.
Yeah, now we drink like adults. Now
yeah, it's a
wine
blast.
And whiskey and
right. And hang out at the house and
you know what?
Right.
Yeah.
Eat sushi of each other.
There's a restaurant. There's a restaurant in Long Island.
I'm sure it's American.
Called George Martin's.
Of course.
Steaks.
We went there and we had some
steaks, ethnic food for this guy.
potatoes and wine. A couple glasses of wine. That's right. It.
Pete, would you rather eat Indian food or spend the day with Adam Klug?
Ooh. Indian food. I've never had Indian food.
Because you're not Indian.
Well, no. Just I've never had it, you know? I've never had Indian food. never had Indian food. I've smelled the Indian food whenever, like, I'll go past in a food court. It just doesn't appeal to me.
Not a curry guy?
Curry's disgusting.
Curry's
horrible.
Okay.
I don't love spicy food.
I like Chinese food. I like Mexican food.
Spanish?
Spanish food. I had Cuban food.
Cuban's good. That's
pretty good.
You know what's great, Pete? I recommend it if you like Chinese. Is Vietnamese is fantastic.
I've never had it, but I want to have it.
Yeah, it's very good. Good flavors.
I like the gyros.
Greek food.
Yeah, Greek. You know, look at this, Pete.
Mike's taking something out of his wallet.
Put that away.
Greek gift card.
All right.
For my wife.
Why would that be in your back pocket right now?
Why does it look like a traveler's check?
Sometimes after work, if I want to go get free lunch, I can just stop in and get it.
See, now you, I'm jealous of your situation because you're flush with gift cards.
Yeah, big time.
And I think gift cards are good gifts because I like the ability to just get what I want.
Yeah, it's nice. I get a lot of food gift cards,
but no one in my family agrees. They think it's like a cop out gift.
So what does your wife get you? Love
and hugs, like,
and bad sweatshirts that you're going to get too fat to wear in a month.
This one's getting close to that.
That's why I said it.
This one's getting close to that.
Is your clothes going to fit for Florida?
But I bought this. You know, that's an actual concern of mine.
Well, I can see.
But I did buy some shorts for this past summer, and I was already basically where I am now.
Have you tried them on yet?
So they should be okay.
Try them on before you leave.
Oh, I'm going to.
Or you'll be making that old Navy trip.
Yeah,
how about
I know.
The Giannotti weight plan?
I'm unfamiliar with this.
You know how much weight he's gained since the wedding?
No.
35 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, I weigh more now than I can remember in a long time.
35 is a lot.
Yes.
Around the time of my divorce, I was the most I've ever been. And now I'm back, and I lost a lot of it. It's a lot of stress causes that. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Well, the hours don't help either.
That's what I'm referring to. I think you get natural stress from not being able to sleep regularly, and you know, getting up early. It's just part of life.
The body is made to get 6 to 8 hours. The body's made not to get up in the middle of the night at 2:30.
And it
screws up your metabolism. Right, I believe that
the body is not meant to have 2 4-hour naps as your sleep.
And you're also up longer in the day,
right.
So you're eating more food.
Yep.
It's actually really simple if you think about it.
Right.
You're getting up at 3 in the morning, right? You're going to bed at 9, 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's a longer time to be hungry.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday,
because you're having breakfast at 7.
Right.
Then, like, for example, at 11 o'clock, that's what it 4 or 5 o'clock is to most people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're starving.
It's a bad day. It's hard.
I'm passionate about that.
We're tough.
So I had to go get some. I got some squid and shrimp and some bean sprouts to hold me over.
And you've got your Greek food coupon just in case.
I think I'm going to save that for when Jess is out of town. That's where I got the Branzino.
Right.
You really have it made.
Yeah, I'm really living the life. Yeah.
There are a lot of men who are probably very jealous of your situation. That you, like, your wife, you're married.
Yeah. Going on 4 years.
She's got a good job.
Great job.
She's
getting promoted in the summer. Oh, she's not going to China.
You're not going to China.
Yeah.
What happened?
But continue why my life's great.
Okay. she's not ugly.
Yeah.
She goes to stripper class, so she at least has those skills. Whether they're put into play, I can't speak to. But then she's gone, like, every other week. Like, there are men who, like, beg for their wives to leave, like, for 36 hours.
I was begging for her for 8 months. Yeah.
See what you did there with the divorce. Yeah.
Always sad, Pete.
Yeah.
No, that's
sad, Pete.
I'm very happy now.
I know.
Good. Yeah.
Well, you got corned beef coming on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the
so
China.
You're good. You feel like you're not agreeing, or are you accepting
no,
my premise?
No, I'm good. Everything's good.
All right. So yeah, tell me about China.
So China, the trip is on. Mm-hmm. The group is going. The problem is the trip's in September.
Yeah,
which is a problem for both of us. More so for her, I guess, because she's getting a new job in July. She can't 2 months later be then leaving for a couple weeks to go to China.
Right.
And for me, the timing's not great. But more importantly for her.
So are you going on a different trip?
No, that's it.
That's
it's
it?
Wasted.
You guys should go somewhere.
Oh, we'll do something over the summer together, but not an all-expense-paid trip to... Well, you'd go to China because you like Chinese food.
Yeah, I'm not going to China.
That's in the fly zone.
I'm not going to China. 15 hours on a plane, I'll pass, unless I'm getting paid.
Love flying.
So I'm now confused because she won this award... through
yes.
her company for
correct.
A great year of work.
Correct.
And now she's going to get nothing?
Well, she's getting a new job, so she'll be on the job for 6 weeks.
Right.
So then to take a vacation
a
while
new
she's...
A new job in the company, though.
Yes, but it's very different what she's doing.
Yeah, but in lieu of her not being able to go to China, she should get, like, maybe the money that would...
Exactly,
given
a prize of equal
well,
or lesser value.
I agree. Right, like a game
well,
show.
Yeah. I understand.
Where's Pat Sajak?
The other problem is... This is the Price is Right we're talking about.
There's another problem here, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Germany two weeks before.
Right.
For training for this job.
Now, are you going
to
Germany?
So to go to Germany, come back, fly to China, new
right.
job. It's just a lot going on.
Now, are you going to Germany?
No, I'm not going to Germany.
I'd love to go to Germany.
Yeah, I would too.
They have good German food, I promise. You've had German potato salad, I'm sure.
Yeah,
there you go. And like a bratwurst.
Yes.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
You've had German food.
Yes.
Pretzel? German
yes,
food.
Pretzel.
Yeah, pretzels.
I've had them.
Yeah, I like pretzels.
You have sauerkraut?
Yes, I have. Yes.
You like
German.
Beer?
I like beer.
But not too much.
Not too much.
And not on weeknights.
And not on weeknights.
Before 4.
Right.
Not before 4.
Not after 4,
you
right.
You gotta be in control.
Be in control.
Always yeah. in control.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need Pete on the loose.
Oh, boy, that'd be fun.
This was a far better effort by us than last week.
Oh, anytime.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah, we did a great job. I think we had more energy today. I think we're a little sharper.
Yeah.
A little wiser.
I think we need to do it on Tuesdays every week.
Let's not get too crazy.
Wednesday's the day.
Wednesday's the day. And we have a new procedure for getting the podcast to you people outside. So we've actually... we can stop annoying people on the technical side of things. We can just do it all ourselves. So there's also that.
I actually have a theory on why today's podcast was better.
Why?
I think this studio is more conducive for a better conversation the way it's laid out.
And this studio is always open at this time. If we did want to think about every Tuesday.
I'll think about it.
I'm in for Tuesday.
Yeah, for me, it's a parking thing, but
right.
I can make it work.
We'll figure it out.
I can make it work.
All right. As always, we direct you to the other podcast, the ones before this one, right below this one on the list at play.it or on iTunes, no matter where you're listening. And please remember the full-on radio show Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio, cbssportsradio.com, and the radio.com app. Whether you're having your first piece of corned beef or your 1 millionth, enjoy St. Patrick's Day. If you're going to be in the Tampa area this weekend, yell at me on Twitter because I'm going to be there and we can be idiots together.
We didn't get into. I guess we'll get into that next week.
You want to recap next week?
Yeah, we will. That's the better.
If we do it next Tuesday, I might still be hungover.
That's the better conversation.
As long as you're in control.
We'll see. I can only promise certain things. Until next week. For Pete, Mike, Amanda, we'll see you again soon at the after party.